Come on and give God some praise. It's worthy. It's, you may be seated. It's good to have something to hold on to. There's nothing in the world to hold on to but Jesus. We can hold on to him in this world. Praise God. Open your Bibles to Book of Matthews real quick. The 25th chapter. And where was about a minute? Well, let's read a little bit. Start with verse 14. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to the other 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into thy joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thy good and faithful service. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into thy joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. And lo, there thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto the one which has 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath." Come on and give God some praise. Turn to your neighbor and say, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Real servants are faithful. They are not slack in their ways with God. They are not slothful. They don't leave the job half done, undone, partly done, but they do exactly what God has directed them to do. You got to do exactly what God directs you to do. You might have some input on it from some other source. Y'all know what source I'm talking about. But if you do according to what God has directed you to do, then you become that faithful servant that he's talking about. You got to be faithful unto God. God was faithful unto us. He gave himself on that cross just for you and I. The scripture said there's no greater love than this, that a man will lay down his life for a friend. And God came and he gathered himself together, and he went through hell and high water. And he did all of those things just for you and I, so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. And as long as we got this abundant life, we got to be faithful to it, because this life that we have is a gift, glory to God. And you got to be faithful. You have breath every day, every moment of our life, Brother Tony, that we breathe breath. You got to remember one thing, that it is a gift and it comes from God. So you can't be sober in your ways, glory to God. When there's help needed, you got to be around. You got to be available, glory to God. When you call on, you got to be available. It don't make no different where you think you're repaired or unrepaired or trying to get repaired. You got to be available. You got to remember one thing. It is the Spirit, glory to God, that leads and not the flesh, glory to God. It is God that lifts up. It's God that strengthens. It's God that keeps. It's God that deals with our situation that we are going through in this earth. All God wants you to do is be faithful. If you got some promises you have made and you haven't taken care of them yet, you need to repent and take care of them. If you have some commitments or something that you committed to and you haven't done that yet, you need to repent and begin to do them. See, God is faithful and just to forgive those who will ask for forgiveness. And he starts all over again. That's the kind of love God is. God don't hate you because we make mistakes. God don't put us down because we make mistakes, glory to God. God don't do anything. He don't put us in prison or a punishment of that sort, glory to God, just because we make mistakes. He already know we're going to make a mistake. He know our hearts. He know our ways even better than we know them, glory to God. He know our hearts better than we can imagine or think that we know it. But when we become faithful unto the word of God, you got to be faithful unto this word. You got to sow. You got to reap. And if you want to sow and reap, glory to God, you got to be faithful at what you're doing.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Let me ask you a question. Can someone depend on you? Can God? You need to ask yourself that. Can God depend on me? Can he depend on you to be faithful? Like he did Job. That's why he took the hedge off around him, because he could depend on Job. Job never was unfaithful unto God. He went through some stuff. He went through some trials. He went through some situation. Glory to God. And they are no different from what we are going through today. If that came up on Job the way it came up on, it seemed such a drastic measure that came up on him. But let me tell you one thing, when it comes up on you, glory to God, it's just as drastically as it was up on Job. But Job made up in his mind. That's why he told his wife, he said, "You foolish woman." He said, "Glory to God, why I'm going to curse the one that gave me this gift? Why I'm going to curse the one that gave me this life? Why I'm going to go against the one, glory to God? I might die, but he's the only one that can bring me up and raise me up again, girl." He said, "I'm going to be faithful unto God. Even if I die, I'm going to be faithful unto God. I'm going to serve him as long as I live upon this earth." That's the faithfulness that we got to put forth serving God, glory to God. You're going to go through some stuff, and if you're afraid to go through things, you need to really be faithful unto God, glory to God, because the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, glory to God. That means that I can go anywhere and lift up Jesus. That means that I can call upon him in any circumstance, in any situation, and he'll come to my rescue. Why? Because I've been faithful unto God, glory to God. When I'm dying, I'm still faithful. When I'm sick, I'm still faithful, glory to God. Why? Because God is the only one that can deliver me. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. It's a test. God is testing our faithfulness. And it doesn't matter if you fail the test. The test is always there. And God is always there. He is the instructor in the test. He is the one that gives you strength in the test. He's the one that gives you the ability in the test. He's the one, glory to God, that won't leave you, won't forsake you, but God will help you through the test. But you got to be faithful in going through the test. A lot of people get to going through and they become unfaithful. They give up on God. They forget about who he is. The scripture said we can do all things through him. Come on, Moshaka. Somebody praise God. It doesn't matter what you're going through. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Glory to God. I'm not worried about the hell and the high water. God is much greater than all of those things. Glory to God. I'm not worried about the trial that's going to come tomorrow. That's why Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow, because I don't know what's coming, but I do know this one thing, that God is on our side. And if he be for you, can't nothing be against you. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You're in some good company. And that's God. In the past, we was in that good company. In the future, we're going to be in that good company. So if you look back on your life and you say, well, look where God has brought me through. That's enough to get up and praise God forever.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Because it was God that brought you through to where you are right now. And let me tell you something, it's going to be God from this moment on till the moment is ended. Glory to God. And he said when it's ended, he's going to tell you like the one that was faithful in the talents. He's going to say, enter into thy rest, thy faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, glory to God. Enter into thy rest, glory to God. We're going to have some eternal glory to God, blessing, glory to God. We're going to have an eternal glory to God with God. We're going to reign with him forever. Why? Because God going to say, you can come in because you were good, glory to God. You can come in because you were faithful, glory to God. I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me, glory to God. I was down and out and you comforted me, glory to God. So enter into that, my your rest, my good and faithful servant, glory to God. But you have earned it and you can come in and reside forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. You got to look at what you're going to get. Look at the end. Look at eternity. When you look at it that way, you ain't got to worry about the earth stuff. Because he is, as he is in heaven, so are we in this earth. You ain't got to worry about getting through because God is going to let you through. The only thing that you don't supposed to worry at all, but the only thing that when you're going through, glory to God, is that you don't want to take no pain, you don't want to do this, you don't want to be hurt, and God ain't got time for that kind of conversation.
All right.
God don't want to hear, oh, Lord, I'm hurting. Lord, I'm down and out. God, why are they coming against me like this? Why is God, I'm so deep in debt? And don't let God tell you why you're in there, glory to God. Why this and why that, glory to God. Why all of these things that happened to me? God said, it's a test, glory to God. You are my servant, and I'm putting my servant through, glory to God. When you go through those crooked paths, you're brushing up against things. You're feeling some pain, glory to God. But let me tell you something. It's just like that gold. It don't come out gold. It got to be purified and refined, and the slack has got to come out. When you go through the crooked place, you got to go through the rough place and get the rough stuff off you, glory to God. God got to change you. God got to strengthen you so that you can go that extra mile. And every time you need to go an extra mile, God has got to give you strength to go that mile, glory to God. I'm here to tell you today, you can depend upon God. God will never let you die, glory to God. He's the only one that you can depend on, but can he depend on on you? Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. Can others depend on you? See, God gonna see, he gonna give you some tests. You don't know what the test is gonna be. You ain't gonna have no input into it. He ain't gonna give you no pencil and no multiple choice. Either you do or you don't. Either you're going to serve God or you won't. The answer is going to set before you. The test is going to set before you. People get sick and they get afraid. It's a test. I look at it that way. It's a test. It's a test for you to try God. To be faithful unto the healer. Glory to God. You got to be faithful unto the giver. You got to be faithful unto the deliverer. You got to be faithful unto the one that's strong. You got to be faithful unto him. And when you're faithful unto him, you're faithful unto his word. And if you're faithful unto his word is him. Glory to God. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So if you be faithful to the one that's living on the inside, the one that got the answer to all things, the one that got the direction, glory to God, all things, the one that has instruction, glory to God, that's always right and not wrong. That's the one you got to have faith in, glory to God. And when you're faithful to him, glory to God, God will bring you out every time. Hallelujah. I read that whole thing. It's a story of Jesus demonstrating this truth of faithfulness. Those were some talents that was given to those guys. And God wants you to use it to your ability that he has given you. That's what it says here in 14. It says, for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called the servants and delivered them unto them. And the next verse is what I'm talking about. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. It sometimes have the relationship of dunamis, meaning power or ability. It almost always points to new and higher forces that have entered into and are working in this lower world of ours. It is power, ability residing in a person or a thing. Glory to God. You think about this ability that's a residing on the inside of you. It's a talent that God has given us. Glory to God. Everybody can't preach. He didn't give them that ability or that talent. But that's, you can love. Glory to God. He gave everybody that ability and that talent. You can love thy neighbor as thyself. Glory to God. You can love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. You can comfort somebody. God might raise you up and have that talent that he put in you to be that prayer warrior. Glory to God. To pray for someone that's in trouble. Glory to God. And I'm talking about a saint of God. He'll have you to lift up that body and praise, glory to God, for them so that they can come forth. God will take you in. And if you be faithful unto that talent, God will be faithful unto you. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's not the big things. All things are equal. Preaching, testifying, praying is all equal. Just because I'm up here to preach, I'm not greater than anybody. Believe you me, I would have done something else. But God kept bugging me. He kept filling me up. Now I know why I read the Bible from cover to cover. Three times I think I read that. Didn't know what I was reading. Didn't understand half of it. Rather, matter of fact, I didn't even understand 99% of it. But what God was doing, he was building me up and filling me up, glory to God. In other words, the word was that it was stripping to me, and that word was going in and it was cleaning out stuff, glory to God. It was making preparation, glory to God. So when God got ready, glory to God, God, when he got ready for you, he could depend on you. Why? Because he had prepared you for that dependency, glory to God. It's not codependent, but it's dependent singly, glory to God, up on God. And you can depend on God. And if God can and depend on you, you'll be blessed beyond measure, glory to God, in the earth. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. And when you get to heaven, glory to God, he can say, well done, that good and faithful servant, because the talent that I gave you, you used, and you received the blessings, and you received all of those things. But you didn't hide those things, glory to God. You gave out, glory to God, the blessings that came from the talent that you have. Let me tell you something. God didn't give us the ability, glory to God, to hide it. He didn't give it, glory to God. That's why he rented the veil, glory to God, so it could be displayed, so that it can help somebody. You got to help somebody. I don't know what kind of help it's going to be. None of us don't know what kind of help it's going to be. But when it comes, glory to God, if you be faithful, glory to God, God will be faithful unto you. Hallelujah. Jesus was teaching this talent. And he really taught it all the way down until he got to the one that failed. And that's where he put the emphasis on, the one that failed. Because the one that failed, what he should have done, he recognized his master as a hard taskmaster. I'm afraid I'm going to lose this. When he come back, he's going to get me. He's going to put me in jail. So he buried it. And when the taskmaster, when he came back, glory to God, he wished he had done what he was supposed to do. When God come back, he want to find us, glory to God, busy. He don't want to find us sitting around waiting on him, glory to God. He didn't raise us up and put us in no waiting room like we're in some hospital, glory to God. But God put us on the forefront, in the midst of the battle, glory to God. And if you be faithful in the battle, glory to God, God will be there with you everywhere you go, every battle that you go through, every trial that you face, every test that you go through, glory to God. God will be right there, and you won't be sitting, glory to God, but you'll be moving in the spirit to and fro during the work of God, glory to God, and God will be with you and strengthen you. Let me tell you something, it's a joy serving God, it's a joy doing work for God, it's a joy unspeakable, glory to God, it's a peace, glory to God, when you serve God, it's strength, glory to God, it'll make you leap for joy, it'll make you praise him, it'll make you lift him up, glory to God. Why? Because he's a great God and a faithful God, and if you be faithful unto him, he'll make you rule over many things up on this earth. Hallelujah. He said you should have done something with it. People want the blessings of God upon them in the sum of money. But they might not know how to handle it. And they won't be faithful unto God for the instruction. Now I ask God to bless me financially. But I say, God, I don't want the finances. I want some instruction and some directions. I want some know-how. You know, if I knew so much good how to handle it, glory to God, I'd have been one of them banks. But I ask God for instruction. You got to ask God for instruction. God give you a talent, and you sit there like this one that didn't know what to do with it, looking at it in awe, and said, I'm going to do something on my own. I'm going to bury this thing, so when the master gets back, I'm going to give it back to him. Therefore, he won't put me in jail. And when the master got back, he told him, he said, I'll tell you what you should have done. He said, you should have gave my money to the banks. And when I went to get it, glory to God, I not only will I get what I gave you, but I'm going to get some interest. Hallelujah. God want to find some interest in you when he comes, glory to God, in what you do. We want the blessing of God, but it comes with interest, glory to God. It comes how you are faithful unto God. When you are faithful unto God, that brings forth the interest, glory to God, that increases in your life. The more you decrease, the more God increases in your life. the more faithful you are to God. When you are striving to be faithful, the more faithful God is to you, glory to God. And the more faithful you are unto God, the more doors he's going to open, glory to God. The faithful you are unto God, when you need that healing, it's going to come, glory to God. The more you are faithful unto God, when you need deliverance from a thing, glory to God, God will be right there and he will take charge of your life. Why? Because you was a faithful servant. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. Don't fail to use what God done gave us. That's the way I look at it. You know, if you want to be afraid of that. If you don't use what he give you, be afraid of what God might do. I thank God for his grace and all that stuff, but we're held accountable for the gifts that God has given us. And he gave us gifts with instructions. He gave us the ability with know-how. I asked God to bless me with a job, and I told you all the story many times. He blessed me with this job. I took the test 3 times for tool and die. First time they said I didn't do so good. The second time they said you're on the list. The third time they told me I was on the list. When they keep telling you on the list, that means you did a little better than you did the last time. But that ain't got anything to do with it because the list is yay long. But I had asked the one that can deliver. Glory to God. And they called me one day and they said, guess what? We got a skilled trade job open. Because they had told us don't sign up for tool and die. It'll be closed down for 8 years. So I put in electrician, pipe fitter, and a millwright. And I said, which one of them is it, electrician or what? You know, I like to fool around with stuff. And they said, no, it's a tool and die. I almost leaped out of my seat. Tool and die. I went outside in that backyard out there on that plant grounds. And me and God had some church out there. Hallelujah. I was praising him and thanking him for the job. And then my old flesh spoke to me. What you rejoicing for? You done been out of school 20 years. And I had been graduated 20 years. I was 40 at the time. And I thought, and I stood still, and I heard God say, who blessed you with it? Hallelujah. So I went back to having church. Hallelujah. And God had made preparation all along. I'm going to tell you this because I was prepared all alone for that position. I had made friends with some tool and die makers that was already tool and die makers, had been tool and die makers for years. Some of those come from the old school, the old country. Some of the best tool makers. And I was walking down. They knew they had to call some of us. And so I was walking down that aisle, and those two guys that I had befriended for a long time, they said, leave him right here. They said, we're going to teach him everything that we know. You ain't got to worry about him failing because we're going to help him. See, you got to be faithful unto God. And if you help God, if you be faithful unto God when you're going along life past, wait, glory to God. Let me tell you something. Make you some friends, glory to God. Talk to somebody, glory to God. Don't be a stuck up, glory to God. Don't be somebody that know everything, glory to God. Don't put your chip on your shoulder, glory to God, and say you are better than somebody when you don't have what they got, glory to God. Let me tell you one thing. You better make some friends. That's the covenant part of it. That's the faithfulness of God that he has given you that ability to do that thing. And when you be faithful unto God, God will open up many doors unto your life. Hallelujah. Went on there and they started right in that night teaching me. They say it's better The best teacher is OJT. That's a fact. On the job training. They put me on. First thing they put me on was a drill press. I don't know what a drill press is. Put me on one of them drill press. Put me on the handheld one. Now, not the automatic stuff, you know. They didn't want me to mess up a whole lot of stuff. I messed up on the hand thing. But I went on. I had to go 4 years to college. Community college at Henry Ford. I had to go 4 years until he died. Now the flesh started talking again. You ain't had no math. You ain't had this. They talked about descriptive geometry. I don't even know what that was then. They talk about drawing, you know, and the blueprints and all that stuff. Mechanical math. All of the math. They had five of them. Geometry, trig, descriptive geometry. I had five of them. Plus five drawing classes. 4 years. And the math, the flesh said, oh, I got you now. You've been out of 20 years. Only thing you ever had that was good was that I had some sharp math. And I told myself, you forgot one thing. I had some algebra too. I had algebra 1, 2, 3, advanced algebra, and I got an A in every one of them.
Hallelujah.
I like that. What God was doing, I didn't know, but he had prepared me for the descriptive geometry, trigonometry, because if you haven't had algebra, you can't do nothing with none of those. Hallelujah. So he prepared me along the way. You're talking about some rejoicing. I don't know about that. That was the greatest blessing to me that I ever had in my life. And guess what? They thought we was going to fail. It was five of us. They thought we was going to fail. Well, matter of fact, it was seven of us. Two of them gave up. The five that they really thought was going to fail, we went through, glory to God, and God began to bless me, glory to God. He put me with a guy that had a master's degree in math, glory to God. He lived in Hamtramck, and he told me, he said, don't you worry about nothing. He said, I'm taking you under my wing. You just come to the house, and I'm going to teach you all that math that you need to know, glory to God. And I got so good with it, glory to God. God raised me up, and the other four, I started teaching them, glory to God, how to do this stuff. Let me tell you something. If you be faithful unto God, he'll be faithful unto you. He said, if you be faithful unto him, he'll make the ruler over many, glory to God. And I taught them, glory to God. And not only did I teach them the math, but I helped teach them the scripture geometry. I helped teach them, glory to God, the algebra. I helped to teach them the drawing, glory to God. Because we had a drawing and we had to turn it in the next day, and they came to my house, glory to God. And I taught them, glory to God. And guess what, glory to God? We had the last laugh, glory to God, because we walked down that aisle in graduation form, glory to God. We were brand new tooling dime makers, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, when you be faithful unto God, God will be faithful unto you in everything that you don't go through in life. Come on and give me some praise. I went on to retire from tooling dime. Good pay. That's Brother Andy, he knows. Good pay. Hallelujah. Even in them days, it paid much more now. But that was a whole lot in them days. He told his one servant that he neglected his responsibilities. You know, this is a responsibility that we have. If we do this responsibility in the earth, then we will receive that eternal responsibility or reward. That's what I'm looking for. I want to look at him as he is. I can't see him down here. He's invisible, but I can feel him. I can't see him, glory to God, but I can fellowship with him. I know how to, come on, somebody praise God. I know how to fellowship with him. You got to know how to fellowship with God. You can't see him, but you can trust him. That's the kind of God we serve. I can fellowship with him anywhere. Let me tell you something. When you're in the midst of your trial, you can have fellowship with God. Hallelujah. God will get you out of that trial when you fellowship with him. When you fellowship with him in the midst of your problem, God will give you instructions and direction. Glory to God. He'll tell you what to do, how to do it, when to do, and why you're doing it. Glory to God. God don't tell you to do something without purpose. Glory to God. When you do it, glory to God, there's a blessing coming. When you do it, there's faithfulness coming. And if you be faithful unto him, he'll be faithful unto you. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. If you be faithful, as I said before, you're in good company. You can line up with Abraham, Moses, Samuel, Daniel, David, Timothy. Abraham was old. Moses, he stuttered a lot. Timothy was just like his name, only it was T-I-M-I-D, Timid. David had a relationship that caused a whole lot of problems, a whole lot of family problems. Daniel came against the king. He stayed faithful unto God, and he prayed. The Hebrew boys got thrown into the lion's den, but they were faithful unto God. It's all right to line up with them guys, glory to God, but I'm here to tell you, you got to answer for yourself. You got to answer for you being faithful unto God. It's all right, glory to God. Abraham and them, they made that mistakes and all that stuff, but yet they was faithful, glory to God, and they answered to God. But you got to answer to God for yourself. I can't line up with them or ride on their coattail, glory to God. I got to show up on my own, glory to God. I got to show up when the master called. When he called this servant, glory to God. When he called you servant, you got to show up and you got to go to God. You got to produce that which he have given unto you. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. He said, his Lord answered him, and I'm closing, and said unto him, thy wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. In other words, he did a whole lot of things and it didn't bring in nothing like it should have. Listen, God has invested in you and I. That's why he told this last one. He said, you should have took it to the exchanger. Exchanger means banks. You should have took it to the bank. At least you would get some kind of interest from the bank. You'll get more than what you put in. Why? Because they got to pay you for what? For usury. They got to pay you for using your money. That's okay. They don't want to give you much. They want to use you a whole lot, but they want to give you but a little bit. They got it broken down in all them percents and all that stuff. But there's some other outlets you can put your money. But at least that's a start. He said, you slow for servant. That means that he was didn't use the talent that God had given him, the ability, the physical and mental ability. He didn't use that. He was slowful in that. That's a gift. God's given all of us a gift. We got to use it. I didn't know how to be a tool and die maker. I desired it. The reason I desired it, because when I took my, whatever they call that test when you go into the service, your aptitude test to figure out what you are best in, what is your best talent or your best gift or best ability, and I fell along the mechanical line. Guess where I ended up? In Korea. Guess where I ended up doing? A medical technician carrying a gun on my shoulder 45 on my hip, needles and stuff in my bag. Don't look mechanical to me. I said, all I have to say is, if you be faithful unto God in the little thing, that what he have given you, that ability, that gift, if you be faithful, God will elevate you. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll elevate you. He'll take you to greater heights than where you are. And when you look around, that which you have been asking him for is there. Why? Because you was faithful. But don't be like the slothful one. One that's lazy. When the church needs some help, you can't find them. When they ask for volunteers, they're not prepared. Let me tell you something. A volunteer goes through a whole lot of stuff. You be a volunteer. They got some volunteers out there where I work at, and they're seniors. They don't get no pay. They just come and volunteer. They do a good job. Answer the phone. You don't know what you're going to get on that phone. You don't know who's got a bad attitude. Who might cuss you out. Let me tell you something. Seniors can still cuss. They ain't lost nothing. Just because they got old. They more seasoned with it. Glory to God. But I said it, that they still sit there and answer that phone and give them the instruction that they have got from the foundation. That's what we got to do for God. We got to be faithful unto his word. When God tells us to do something, we got to do it. He told Abraham going to the far country. He didn't know where he was going, but he was faithful unto God. We don't know what the next moment holds in our life, but as long as we be faithful unto the word, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You said, what if I fall down? Well, God give you legs to get up. That's an ability. Physical ability. Well, sometimes I get cramps in my leg. If you get cramps in your leg, crawl till they come out. Glory to God. You got to always be doing something to get something. You got to be serving God in order to go through the crooked paths. You got to be serving him with all of your might, all of your strength, all of your heart. And if you're crawling, so what? God is right there with you. When you come out, you'll find out your knees ain't scraped up, glory to God. When you come out, you'll find out that you haven't went insane, glory to God. When you come out, you can lift him up and glorify his name. Why? Because God has brought you through every trial, every test, every circumstance, and everything that you're going to go through in the present and in the future. God will bring you out. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Faithfulness. God is always faithfulness. He's always faithful. Everything that Jesus did, he was faithful. He was faithful unto the Father. And see, he got angry a lot of times. He wanted to tell some of them off by the works of the flesh. But he didn't let the works of the flesh have no loudspeaker in his life. You can't let that old man be a loudspeaker in your life. See, he tried to loudspeak me when I was out there celebrating, thanking God for that job. And then I came to my senses, and I had to tell the old dude what to do. And see, you got to be able to do this. If you be faithful unto God, you're going to know exactly how to face your trials, your troubles, your tests, your circumstances, your situation, because God is going to be at hand all the time. Glory to God. So you don't have to worry about anything. All you got to do is just hold on to his unchanging hand. They told me, glory to God, all you got to do is get on, buckle up, glory to God, and hold on, glory to God, because God is going to bring you through every time. You may come out a little rough, that glory to God, but remember, he is the healer, glory to God. So you ain't got to worry about the roughness, glory to God. You may come out of your feelings. feelings may be hurt, glory to God. But remember this one thing, that God is still a comforter, glory to God. You can come out, glory to God, with everything that you went in with and more, glory to God. Why? Because God is there with you all the time. Hallelujah. You're getting like Brother Hart. I ain't gonna tell y'all what it get like, Brother Hart. That stuff come off them glued teeth in there, you know, you gotta wipe your mouth with that. It'll choke you. Praise God. Come on, give God some praise. I'm gonna ask everyone to stand and come down front, glory to God.